we bow our heads for prayer.
Our
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your grace that has made us to see the beginning of another day and another week. We thank you for last week and the blessings you gave to each and every one of us, both spiritually and physically. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your healings. Thank you for your provisions. We thank you for all that you have done for each and every one of us. May your name be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing us to your house this morning. Thank you for your word that we have had in the Sunday school and the blessings it has brought. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the hymns and the choruses. Thank you also for special numbers. May your name be glorified.
Amen.
We want to commit the rest of the service this morning to your hand. We ask that you will take control, have your way, inspire and anoint us. Give us, O God, grace as we sit under your word, that Lord will be drawn closer unto you.
Amen.
Meet each one of us at the point of our needs. Heal the sick and the afflicted, those who are present, those who are in the hospital, those that are in their homes, may you touch their mortal bodies.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Father.
Thank you.
Baptize souls with your spirit.
Amen.
And let the saints be drawn closer unto you.
Amen.
Your servant that are gone to Bakatari, may you be with them, Father.
Amen.
And let the services be glorious and be a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
All right. I sing an hymn.
I
will have sang it as a special number, but let's sing it together.
Alright,
shall we rise?
Number
8.
Oh,
as loud. Ninu irin ajo mi o be ni mo korin mo toka si kawari si bi ejena o ida wo lo ninu lotambe di de yesu lo so mi lo scriptures. Reading from Romans chapter 9.
Aoka lati Romo ri kesan.
From verse 11 to 13.
Ati ese kokanla si ketala.
Let me read till
18.
All right. For the children be not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that
calleth.
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
As of whom pay a gun, you must see a bro.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, is but Esau have I hated.
Ege bi ati ko pe Jacobu ni mo feran, shugbon Esau ni mo korira.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
Yeah, our hearty we, I should do how our Lord alone be, Kiamari.
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
So
then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
Yeah, be ni ki se ti eniti, ti eniti o fe, ki si se ti eniti nsare, piko se ti Olorun ti nsanu.
For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Nitori iwe mimo wi fun Pharaoh pe nitori eyi na ni mo se gbe o dide ki o ki emi ki o le fi agbara mi han lara re ki a si le ma royin oruko mi ka gbogbo aye.
Therefore, at he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth.
Nítorí náà ni ó ṣe ń ṣe àánú fún ẹni tí ó wù ú, ẹni tí ó wù ú, a sì mú un lé ọkàn le.
If you don't mind, let's quickly read from the book of Malachi.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ká sáré kà ní kankan nínú ìwé Malachi.
Malachi chapter 1.
Malachi orí ìkíní.
From verse 1 to 3.
That is a kinisi keta.
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, said the Lord, yet ye say, wherein has thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ìmọ̀ Ọlọ́run ló wá sí Ísírẹ́lì nípa ọwọ́ Málákì. Èmi ti fẹ́ yín li Olúwa wí, ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin wí pé nínú kí lè ó fẹ́ wà. Arákùnrin Jákọ́bù kọ́ kí Ísáwù ṣe li Olúwa wí, bẹ́ẹ̀ li èmi ṣàfẹ́ Jákọ́bù. Mo sì kórìíra Ísáwù, mo sì sọ àwọn òkè ńlá rẹ̀ àti ilẹ̀ rẹ̀ níhìn di àkóró fún àwọn dragóní àgẹjù.
Finally, Genesis chapter 26 or chapter 32, verse 26.
Nipari Jacobu ori ketalilogbon lati ese.
Only one verse.
Ese kan soso.
Verse 26.
Ese
32 kejilelogbon.
Oh, Genesis ori kejilelogbon.
Yeah.
Ese ikerin dini ogbon.
Yeah. Just one verse.
Ese kan soso.
And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me."
O si wi pe ye ki emi ki o lo nitori ti oju mo tan. O si wi pe emi ki yo je ki o lo bi ko se pe iwo ba sure fun mi.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word.
Ki Oluwa fi ibukun si kika ati gbigbo oro re.
You can please be seated.
E je ka joko.
The quote of whom I likely preach. For you to know that doesn't work every time.
Yoka, won ti won ba ti ninu yi ti won ba ti wasu.
I'm not saying quotes. Code.
Oh. Ami koko.
Yes.
Lori ohun ti won fe wasu le lori.
Of who we preach.
Lori ta ni eni ti o wasu.
That some people have for themselves.
Ẹ̀ta wọn kan ti yàn láàyò fúnra wọn.
Is hereby dissolved.
Lónìí, ó gbókìtì lónìí. Ó gbókìtì.
You know, people used to look at the ministers and see who's wearing suits.
Àwọn èèyàn sábà máa ń wo àwọn oníwàásù, èwo ló wọ kóòtù láàrin wọn.
Then that is the person that will preach.
Eléyìí ó fún ọ ní àṣírí pé bóyá ẹni tó fẹ́ wàásù ni.
But just to let you know, it may not work all the time.
Láti jẹ́ ká lè mọ̀ pé kì í rí bẹ́ẹ̀ gbogbo ìgbà.
But there is no quote in the scripture or in the message.
Wípé kò sí àyọkà kan nínú Bíbélì
àbí nínú ọ̀rọ̀ náà. Of the dress code for the minister.
Tó yan ìwọṣọ kan láàyò fáwọn oníwàásù.
Yes. Even some of our brethren in U.S.
Lọ́dọ̀ àwọn ará wa ní Amẹ́ríkà pàápàá.
Sometimes they wear native like this and they preach.
Lọ́pọ̀ ìgbà wọn wọ aṣọ ìbílẹ̀ wọ́n sì wàásù.
The Lord bless you.
Kí Olúwa kókòkò fún yín.
I saw Pastor David on Friday.
Àwọn rí olùṣọ́ àgùntàn Dáfídì ní ọjọ́
Etí. When in the service of song for one sister that passed on.
Nínú ìsìn orin fún arábìnrin kan tó ṣaláìsí.
He was wearing agbada 1500.
Agbada ni wọ́n wọ̀ kanlẹ̀.
And that's what he used to preach.
Ohun tí wọ́n sì wọ̀ tán fi wàásù nìyí.
The dress does not affect the service.
Irú aṣọ tí oníwàásù wọ̀ kò ní ṣe pẹ̀lú bí ìsìn ṣe lọ.
The Lord bless you.
Kí Olúwa kókòkò fún wa.
Though I was preparing a suit for today.
Ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé nítòótọ́ wọ́n ń gbìyànjú láti ẹ̀ ti wọ kóòtù lónìí.
But when the children heard that the pastor is going to Bakaten, they asked me, "Are you the one preaching?"
Nígbà tán gbọ́ pé olùṣọ́ àgùntàn lọ sí ìjọ ní Bakatari, wọ́n bí wọ́n pé ṣé ẹ̀yin lẹ fẹ́ wàásù.
I said yes.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
What are you wearing?
Wọ́n ní kí lẹ fẹ́ wọ.
I said suit.
Wọ́n ní suit kóòtù ni.
He said no.
Wọ́n ní rárá.
Now we already have something else prepared for the day.
Àti ní nǹkan kan tá a ṣe lọ́jọ́ fún àkànṣe ọjọ́ yìí.
I said, well, let me see it if we can go. So when I saw it and I put it on, I found that it cannot affect the sermon. So here we are. God bless you. From the scriptures that we read, I want to speak on Jacob and the angel. I've reading some quotes for the background from the message, hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word of God. From paragraph 10, I'll read to 11, then I'll read from 14 forward. The prophet said, now we see in these two sons that when they, before they were even born, they were at war with one another. Even though their virgin mother, for she was a virgin, the beautiful Rebecca, that married the righteous seed of God's promise, Isaac, that they were too consecrated. The parents, spirit-filled believers on God, for them to the very marriage that they were united by, God foreknew it. And how could such a thing come through that one mother by one father? One, a very evil person, and another very good person. And how that the good person looked to be the evil, and the evil looked to be the good. Now that is always has been, always will be God's program. God cannot change his program, because he makes his program perfect, because it is part of him. Paragraph 14. But in these two sons, it is strange to know that before they were born, both the same seed from Isaac, which was a promise. Now our lesson is a little lengthy, and I want to get enough background till you can see exactly what I'm speaking about. And the first son, Esau, that was born, we find out that not only were they fusing and fighting in the womb of their mother, but they came from her fighting. Esau coming forth, and Jacob holding onto his heel, and they are still fighting. That is what is on presently now between Israel and the Arabs. The Arabs are the Ishmaelites. And then the Edomites, which are from Esau, they are in alliance with the Arabs, fighting their brothers. And how that I could come from that perfect, pure, elected, holy, consecrated father and mother. So to base it, that God calls by election, it must be. No matter how good your father and mother was, how nice they was, how much Christians your father and mother was, it still lays to you as an individual your standing before God. If that work of relation was committed to human beings, even if it's committed to angels, they will make mistakes. Why? They are probably going to be looking at the present action of individuals before they put their name down.
But the only person that can do the job is the Almighty God that knows the end from the beginning. From this small we have even read, the prophet said, the good, the one that is good, look to be the evil. But the one that is evil is the one that is looking to be the good. So among these two people, if human being was to choose, he will choose the evil one. Is that not correct? So the prophet said it has to be by election. And there is no other way around it.
Right.
This lesson teaches that they both, the children, there was evil by the elected and called of God, father and mother, a virgin woman and a holy man who finally was come down to be even through his seed, came Jesus Christ. He was born as one from the dead. He was tested, his father before him. And it was promised through this seed of Isaac that the whole world will be saved. And out of a man like that, and his blood so pure that God will not even let the Philistine even touch the mother. After Abraham had given her over to him, Abraham said, she is my sister, so you can have her. So the man has free hands. The man is righteous. The man is blameless. He didn't rape the woman. He didn't use his position to force the woman. Say, you have to marry me. If you know Greek, I will ask somebody to tie your leg this way. I will do it. He didn't do that. He followed the right process. Procedure. The only person he saw the woman with was Abraham the brother. Say, who is this woman to you?
Say,
she's my sister. Okay, woman, who is this man to you? Say, he's my brother. Because I want to marry her. You can have her. But after he has done that, God, protecting his own lineage, protecting his own promise, protecting his own program, he makes sure that nothing touches the woman. The woman has been kept where the thing will be performed. And the righteous king has gone to offer thanksgiving to God for giving him a fresh, beautiful wife. After his prayer, in answer to his thanksgiving offering, in answer to his prayer unto God, what the statement from God was that you are as good as a dead man. What did you say, sir? I said, you are as good as a dead man. What have I done? The woman you put at home now is another man's wife. And it's my prophet. Go and meet him, let him pray for you. Restore the woman back to the husband. If you don't do it, and for your information, presently now, I close the womb of all your women. None of them will bring forth. And if you don't send out the woman back to the owner, you are dead and all your people. The man said, but you know the integrity of my heart. You know I ask questions. And you are witness of the answer I was giving.
I followed the right procedure. I did not use my position. I didn't jump on the woman. I did not use enforcement. God said, I know. And that is why I withhold you from sinning against me. Right.
Verse
7. The prophet said, God plagued his house.
Yes,
and say you are as good as one dead. Holding that bloodstream pure. And that Rebecca, a righteous, holy, God sent, and God called mother, and from that holy seed, came forth a renegade and a believer. See? So it lays within God's calling, God's election. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says in Romans that we've got to make our calling and our election sure. It is not somebody that will help you to make it sure. It is not somebody that will tell you you are called. Or you are not called. It is God that can communicate that one to you. And it has to be a personal revelation in your heart to know whether God called you or God did not call you. If you don't have that revelation, this journey will be meaningless to you. You will never even have victory. You must know who called you. Is it your mother that called you? Is it your father that called you? Is it your relative that called you? Is it the minister that called you? Is it the pastor that called you? It has to be God. If it is not God, then you can't make the voyage. And before either one was born, God said, I love Jacob and hate Esau. Before either one was born, so how ought we to feel? Someone who has God speak to you and invite you to come to his table and to his home and be his son or daughter. There is nothing so great as that. So much as we believe this message, so much as we are Christians, so much as we are following this way, and we know the importance of the resurrection day, if the governor invite any of us to the government house today by 10 o'clock, I swear, 95% we go. Even though it is Sunday, even though we know the scriptures, even though we know the message, but this opportunity, you know, this
you
may be only once in a lifetime. This may be God answering prayer. Because for the governor to invite me like this, I never know you before. The things I'll be praying about, it's likely this is the answer. Then you tell the pastor, please pray along with me. You know, I don't use to miss church, but you know this is a special case. Look at me in the face and tell me that majority of us will not take that decision if you have that invitation in your hand to the government house. What the reason I brought that is to tell you the importance of the person that invites you, the importance of the person that sent you an invite. That is the importance. If people, because of the governor, a physical man that has the breath of life in his nostrils, by the mercy of God, that even before you get to that government house,
God can call for his life. And you might get to that place. You see people running at that skater. I said there's an emergency. They say, what is the emergency? The governor just slumped. We know that it's possible, isn't it? But of course, 99% we never think that that one can happen. But it is the invitation you want to honor. Believing that it will make things to turn around. But I cannot make it 100%. That we do like that. Why? Because there are people that we see have the grace to weigh it. That the governor is inviting. God also is inviting. Who am I going to honor among these two now? Now this invitation is colliding. It is not everybody that we have the grace to be able to tell the governor. I wish we can fix this appointment between Monday and Saturday. Or in the worst scenario, between 1 o'clock and 2 in the afternoon, or from 5 in the evening. Your Excellency, the time you put it, I must be in church. Except I'm very sick and I cannot move, I must be in church. It will be somebody that Jehovah has worked upon to the top that will be able to do that. Think it deep. Yeah. Look me in the face. I said that what you are saying cannot be. There are lesser things. Lesser things. That we have needed. Lesser appointments. Far more insignificant. To some people useless that we have honored against coming to church. Let me tell you something. In 1999, in Yoruba land, the Yoruba people, I don't know whether they are mending it gradually now. They put introduction on Sundays. So when my father-in-law told me, I said, it cannot be. I cannot. They refused. I told the pastor, I'm not going. It was the pastor that finally said I should go after the morning service. So he changed the services and gave me morning service. Then he took the afternoon service. If he has not said go, this is Bible in my hand, I will not have gone. If that will end the marriage, let it end the marriage. I'm acquainted with God before I get acquainted with my wife or the family. So it is that God first under any circumstances. There is no human being on earth that can invite me to anywhere on Sunday except it is a godly program. You are wasting your time. It is an individual affair. Let's continue. We are laying background. These two boys, if you notice their nature, one of them was a spiritual man. That was Jacob. And the Canaan man was Esau. But they were both religious. And that same thing has took place all down through the age, the carnal and the spiritual. Esau represented the man of the earth, natural, religious in clan. but never able. It wasn't in him to do it. He couldn't do it. It never was in him to be able to climb apart the things of the world. The carnal thing. They always appeal to him. He valued them higher than spiritual things. What he discarded without thinking twice. The thing that took Naboth's life was not as serious as that. Naboth's own case was a vineyard. But this one was birthright. Are you sleeping? Where the two together? Esau have his birthright in his hand. He sold it for one plate of food. Naboth has a vineyard. We don't know whether that is even the only vineyard he has. He may also have others. Let us assume he didn't have others. The king promised him that I will give you one that is better than that. Was the king able to do it? Was he able to do it? He's able to do it. Because he's the king, he's the head of the treasury, he has the resources of the land in his capacity.
Yes.
But Naboth said, God forbid it me that I give my father's inheritance unto you, the king. And king, in the olden days, not now, it is
Kabiokosi.
Whatever they do, nobody has them. They will just call a woman and they say they put leg up. The husband cannot see anything. You say a thing, your head goes for it. Naboth is aware of that. He knows that what he is doing can cost him his life, and it finally cost him his life. But he held to the father's property that was given to him. Right. But Jacob, it was just so easy for him to do it. Now, Jacob, one purpose Jacob had, and that was that he longed for that birthright, no matter how he got it, just so he got it. And that spirit of that one birth, he still represented in the world today, and it is coming to a head now. The spiritual believer and the carnal believer, the carnal man, carnal believer, no one could say they wasn't both religious. They were. But they didn't say that one served idol and the other one God. They were both servants of God. Now pay close attention to the scriptures now on this subject, because I'm sure it will help you. See? Now, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, we enter in, but the one that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, if you notice, Jacob had one thing that he wanted. Because according to the word, the blessings and the good things lay in the birthright. And Jacob, that was his only objective. The only thing he had in mind was get that battle. And Esau despised it. The one that actually had it despised it. He was born with it. It was freely given to him, but it despised it. And he was ashamed of it. But Jacob wanted it regardless of how he got it. He wanted it. That is where with the spiritual believer today, he doesn't care how much you laugh at him, how much you make fun, how ridiculous he has to act to the carnal mind. His only objective is the birthright. He wants to get to God. Because it is born in him. He can't help it. I wish to stress some few things. When the prophet is saying here that it was not inside Esau, it means that it did not have a representation. And when he say here again that it was born in Jacob, Jacob has a representation, a seed of God. But Esau did not have that seed inside of him. Open your eyes clear. Open your eyes clear. How many minutes has he said you put it like this on John the sleep? As the head of the family. So if your wife gets home, say, I didn't understand what was said. What are you going to be telling?
Son,
you had it inside your sleep.
You
start telling him cock and bull story, isn't it? Open your eyes. After all, you know they stay. You don't stay put. Before you know now, don't walk that down. Walk here, walk here, walk here. Or the service will close. May God be our help. Jacob means supplanter or deceiver. Rather finding and coming into possession of the birthright, he was changed. That is the kind of change. He was then called Israel, the prophet wants to say, a prince with the Lord. Who has wrestled with him? The kind of believer today, oh, as long as I go to church and do what is right, or as long as I believe the message, or as long as I'm a member of the church and do what is right, what difference does he make? That is Esau's group. Now, I don't want to go too deep on this area. Because when we say that we do what is right, of course it is impossible for somebody without the Holy Ghost, according to what the scripture says, that a carnal man is an enmity against God. He said he cannot please God. Is that the scripture? Romans chapter 8, I think. Now, but even someone who is filled with the Holy Ghost, he can still make mistakes. Are you with me? The prophet said, I make mistakes. He said, and I will still make more mistakes. He said, somebody that will not make mistakes is somebody that will not do anything. As long as you are doing something, as a human being, you will make mistakes. But when you make mistakes, there is also the spirit inside of you that will point you to the mistake, that will correct it, and that will not pass that way again. Brother Abraham, the one that was met by an heavenly angel, the one that the pillar of fire was at his back, the one that God came down in the form of the pillar of fire and spoke when he was baptized. A a repeat of what happened at River Jordan when Christ was being baptized. Those are the only two times in the scripture that happened like that at the river. That brother Abraham, he made mistakes in my life story when he listened to his mother-in-law and suspended that missionary journey. He said, that was where my mistake started, friends. And that is where my problem started. That is what led to the death of five people in his family. Within 3 months, he lost five people. Was that the end of his mistake? Was that the end of his mistake? African report. South African trip report. He told us that he allowed ministers to talk him out of God's will. And because of that one, he almost died. He was sick. He could not preach for months. And he almost died. Was that the end of his mistakes? I could continue. But let us leave it like that. There is a difference between someone filled with the Holy Ghost and someone not filled with the Holy Ghost. The one that is filled with the Holy Ghost is not an angel. But there is a blood atonement for him. And he is subject also to mistakes. And I have not seen one person apart from Abraham that is as honest as Abraham is. You know what I'm pointing to? Every one of us, including myself, if I want to give testimony, I want to give testimony of the fine aspect of my life. Are you following me? All the place where I stumble and wobble, I won't say nothing about that one. But whether I say it, I don't say it, is it on God's record? It's on God's record. Not only that one, human beings that look at me, they may also know that this one made a stumble. But Abraham, all of his mistakes, as much as possible, he blew everything. There is nobody like him. You say, are you encouraging
sin?
Then you go and continue sin and see where it will lead you to. It will lead you to a destination. Let's continue. That is Esau's group. Is he makes form and despises the birthright. He doesn't care for it, but Jacob loves it. And the spiritual man today, and spiritual woman that is elected, predestinated of God to come to eternal life, if they have to sell everything they got, if they have to take their name off of every church book in the nation, they see one that back right. It is the only thing that matters to them. Just get that back right. That is all. And when you get the back right, you will know. You will know that I got back right. Even though if somebody said that you don't have bad right, you that have it, you should know. Because if you are waiting for somebody to say you have or you don't have, then you are not in the journey yet. Don't Don't wait for anybody to say you have it. Or you don't have it. You will never be stable. You will never have peace. You will never have joy in this journey. Because salvation means deliverance. Yeah. When you are delivered from something, you know you are delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue. If
you
have to take their name off of every church book in the nation, they see one that bad, right? It's the only thing that matters to them. Just get that bad, right? That is all. No matter how. What level they have to come on. If they have to get down at the altar and cry boo-hoo, if they have to run through the places and go back and make things right and say what they got, or give away everything that they have and become a pilgrim and a stranger, it doesn't matter. They want the bad try. That is all they are interested in. The bad try. Now, don't blame them people. They can't help it. They were predestinated to die. Elected to eat. If somebody is predestinated to something, elected to eat, no matter what happened on this earth, you will get that thing. No matter what happened, they will get that thing. If the person happened to like he died, they say he has died and he has not gotten the thing, he will resurrect again and get it. Yes.
Hallelujah.
That is how strong it
is.
And then we see these two. Carnal and spiritual people. That is the way it always happens. That is the way it is today. It always has been that way. Cain and Abel, in the Garden of Eden, when Eden was created, there were two trees for a man to take his choice. One, he become of wisdom. The other, he become life. There was two boys, Cain and Abel, both of them religious. One of them desired life eternal, and he offered to God by faith, which is by revelation, a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. A perfect type of the churches today. The church natural, the church spiritual. And there's no doubt, for all I'm talking to both classes right now, and perhaps by the tape, we talk to tens of thousands of them. But look, the church natural, it is just the church kind. They are never able to get above that little thing of I join church. If I go to church, if I do the best I can, that is all God requires. That is not all God requires. It's more than that. Coming to church is an instruction. Don't forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, which is interpreted as unbelievers. I believe the message. You are a believer to some point. That's why you come to church. But when you come to church, the next question is, have you as a person have an encounter with God, gotten the birthright, having assurance in your heart? You see, the seriousness of this matter is because death does not give you any warning. The sister that was buried yesterday in Ghana, I know her very well. The last time I was in Ghana, she had a private discussion with me. When I was asking what happened, I was told that she's battled with some sickness like diabetes or so. And she's gotten one leg amputated. But she's been fine there after. Maybe using artificial leg to make up the second one.
Then
I think there was an occasion they want to go and attend. And she asked for the shoe that she just, I think a fine shoe she just bought
us.
While wearing the shoe, she just made what? And just like that, since just changed, before you call Jack Robinson, she was gone. Like play. No reverse. When Brother Mark Osua went, I was in Ghana. We met on Saturday because there was a wedding of the, one of the daughters of Pastor David. He was there. I was told that he had a little issue that day, which he was attended to. He drove home. Second morning being Sunday, he drove to church. He's the head of the musical group. He participated in the preparation for the service. They started the worship service together. I was in one office preparing for the service to preach. And during the worship service, he was going down. Then the pastor happened to be outside close to that door. Then he saw him from outside going down as if he was looking for chair to sit down. And there was no chair there. He rushed inside and grabbed him from the back. Then they carried him out. That was the end. They came to call me where I was. To come and pray for him. When I got there, I look at him. And he was gone already.
Any Lord.
They offer prayer, but I know he was gone. They took him to the hospital. They only confirmed he was gone. And they put him in the morgue. That is how short life is. If you look at maybe Facebook or so nowadays, and you begin to see transition, you see a lot of gone too soon. Gone too soon. 30 years, 29 years, 35 years, 40 years, this year. Young ages, plenty like that nowadays. It's more than before. Why? The end has come. Not that the end is coming. The end has come. So this is a time that everybody that know about God, that know about heaven, that know about the rapture, has got to make themselves ready. And may I say here that the Holy Spirit is not as hard to believe as you thought. It depends on the condition of your heart. You can even be the worst sinner before you come into this service. If you condition your heart in a way that this thing I'm hearing is the truth, and you begin to pray in your heart, say, God, remember me. I don't know what to do, but you are the only one I have to call upon. Help me out of my situation. You know what I was yesterday to this morning, but now I am facing it. This is reality. Can you help me the way you helped them in the scripture, in the house of Cornelius, when they were hearing your word and the Holy Ghost coming? If your heart is well conditioned before the end of the service, you can receive an experience that will never be taken away from you. On what may? I'm not talking of somebody coming and sleeping and opening eyes and feels like somebody is ready to die. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking of people that are determined to meet God when they come to church. Yes. If I go to church, I'm ready now. If I do the best I can, that is all God requires. That is not all God requires. Now, that is the same thing that Cain done. He went and made an altar. He made a sacrifice. Brought fruits of the land. And he said, here it is, God. That is the best I got. Take it or leave it. That is the way the cannabis believer believes today. Lord, I go to church. I go to church. I'll join the best group that I can find. Which is message believers. I will pay my dues to the church. Which is required. I will do what is right. Which a good citizen should do what is right. Now, here is the best I can do. I will help buy some coal for the widow, and I will give the children clothes, some clothes, which is pure religion and undefiled before God. Said Brother James, is to visit the fatherless and the widow. Them is all right. Nothing to say against it. But that is it. That is all. If you want it, take it. If you don't, you don't have to take it. That is the way Cain talked to God. This is what I can offer. At least one service is enough for a week. That one is enough. Now me keep Jesus Christ. At least I know places. Yeah, there's no one more than one service. Are they not going the rapture? That one is okay. They are going that place is too much. It's because I don't have eternity. This is all I got. Take it or you leave it. If you don't want it, you don't have to take it. If you want to take, take. That's what Cain did. And then God rejected it. He said, okay, if I don't want to take it, okay, I'm not taking it. Now, that is the attitude of the church canna today. But the church spiritual, able by revelation, by grace, is seen beyond that. And by faith, he offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And he testified of his righteousness.
God.
Abel and Cain, they were in the same church.
Abel ati Kaini jokana ni won lo.
They have the same pastor.
Oluso agutan kan na ni won ni.
Adam was their pastor.
Adam ni oluso agutan won.
And both of them were listening to the sermon.
Awon mejeji ni won teti si.
I don't believe that Cain even sleep in church.
Mi o ti ro pe Kaini sun nile Joseph.
He understood the preaching.
O loye iwasu na.
But
Abel, Abel
had revelation beyond just listening.
Only fihan rekoja o.
Because when Adam was preaching his sermon, he was preaching about the Garden of Eden.
O so fun nipa isele ti ogba Eden.
Not even the isele now. How God put him there.
Bi Olorun se fi ohun sibe.
And later brought out his wife from his side.
Jo ye pe latinu re, lati inu iha re,
lo ti mu aya re jade. Did an operation for him.
O sise abe kan.
Brought out his wife.
O mu aya re jade.
And presented her to him.
O si mu to.
What do you want to call this one?
O fe oruko o lo fe pe.
And he named her woman.
O si pe ni obirin.
Eve.
Yefa.
Mother of all living. First of all calling woman. Say it was taken out of man. Later I called him Eve. Mother of all living. Then continuing his sermon. He told his church members. Which Eve was a member. Cain was a member. Abel was a member. And he told them. How that. There was peace. There was no sickness. All the animals was under him. And they were subject to him. He was the one that named them. So he called them by name and rubbed their heads. And they go on playing.
Say,
but one day he went out. And before he came back, he met his wife in a different condition. A beast has lived with her. I'm sure it's going to be a terrible sermon. But nevertheless, if we are going to say something, we have to say the whole thing to present the real picture to say the truth. Say finally, what God told them not to do, that their mama, nine falls down with the beast. After that one, then I also did. Because I don't want her to be destroyed. Then when God came, we have to go and hide ourselves. Because we are no more like him. Because God requires holiness. Say, be ye holy. Because I am my God, me. That's why I am also holy. Say, we are no more holy. We have been defiled. Say, so we are going to hide ourselves. So God came calling. And when I heard his voice, I told him, I'm hearing your voice. I can't come out. I'm hiding myself. Because I'm naked. And then he told me, who told you you are naked? Have you done what I asked you not to do? Just as I'm telling you, I said, now the woman you gave me, that's how God begin to talk to all of us. He punished me for it. From that day, that's why I started tilling the soil. Before then, I was not tilling the soil. He said, I will have to eat from the sweat of my face all the days of my life. And even say that this is my body. We go back to the dust. Because he took it out from the dust. So he told your mama that every conception she will have henceforth and bring it forth will be in pain and sorrow. And the beast that live with your mama, God caused it. Then he will say, you know what God did so that we can have fellowship with him again? He has to take an innocent animal and slaughter it and use the blood to cover our unrighteousness and then use the skin to sew clothes for us. That's why you see us wearing this dress we are wearing. It was God was the first tailor. And when he did the first tailoring, he sewed the dress correctly that he covered the people's nakedness. The current tailors now, 99% of them are demon possessed. God was the first tailor. He saw tailor for Eve that nobody can lose after her. But the tailors of today, they are inspired of the devil. They will sew the dress in the way that men will lust after the women. The women themselves, the anointing that is upon them, when they carry that book, that is, I don't know, the magazine, I don't know what they call those things now. They are looking for the one that will show me your breath. They are looking for the one that they will tear to the buttocks. They are looking for the one that they will slice open at the back, that every leg will show all the ties. That's the current tailor. But when God will judge everybody, he will judge them by what he did in the beginning. Amen. It's already after 11. That is the background now. I want to start the sermon. I will not finish it today. We'll continue another day. Let us pray in our life.
we are speaking on
and sorrow lori akuri
Jacob and the angel
Jacobu ati angeli na.
Who is Jacob?
Tani Jacobu.
Why was he named Jacob?
Eshe ta pe ni Jacobu.
If you look at namings in the scriptures,
ta ba wo awon isomo oruko ninu Bibeli,
the first person that named
eni akoko to so ni
loruko was God himself.
Oni Olorun funra re. Amen.
When he created Adam,
nigba to da Adamu
in spirit form,
ni eda
ti male and female,
akọ ati abo.
The Bible says he called them Adam.
Bibeli ni o
ko. Is that your scripture?
Adamu.
Even if you don't say me, I know because I'm talking scripture.
Utoni.
He called them Adam.
O pe won ni Adamu.
Thereafter,
leyin na,
every other name
gbogbo iso ni loruko
to tele. That happened in early Genesis.
Chel to sele ni Genesis.
It was done, the naming was done by Adam.
Adamu lo wa so gbogbo loruko o.
And the Bible said that the names that Adam called all of them, they are the name thereof. Often now they see bear that name. Why? Because Adam that time was not a fallen man. He was a perfect man. He was in the image of God. He was like God himself. He was a God over the earth. So any name he pronounced, it is the name that will reflect the life of that whatever. It was perfect.
Their
God needed not to amend it. That's why their names remain. After the fall, you begin to hear names. And of course, billions of those names, God did not touch them. He leave them to be bearing their names. But the only ones that God particular himself about, because he's only responsible for his own. If there is any of his seed that he has programmed as his son, and the parent give a name to that does not reflect that person, God will finally come and change the name. Am I talking scripture?
Amen.
That's why he changed Abraham to Abraham. That's why he changed Jacob to Israel. That's why he changed Saul to Paul in the New Testament. That is the mystery of names. Because the prophet said, name characterizes you. Yes. Alright. I was reading, we are going through the book of Kings and Chronicles recently. And looking at the kings, you know, there are two things that the prophet spoke about, about names. The meaning of a name and the life of the bearer. Those are the two things that God watched about a name. The meaning and the life. Well, I've never checked this, the meaning of Jezebel. Maybe if I check it, probably may have a very fine meaning. And if he has a fine meaning, now the person that bear it had a terrible life. From that time forward, people have distanced themselves from that name. I mean, people that know God have an idea of God. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to see whether I can see it fast. Yes, if I see it fast. Yes. Jezebel means unmarried. You see? Unmarried. That's the meaning that that is given here.
Yes,
unmarried.
To tumo si eni ti o loko.
But you still get married now.
But leyin na o sha
so the name self no get me.
Oruko on go ni tumo.
Nevertheless.
But sibe.
The life she lived.
Ìgbé ayé tó gbé.
Make people to distance themselves from that.
Ó mú káwọn èèyàn takété sí jíjẹ orúkọ òun.
So when I look at the kings.
Nígbà tó mo wo àwọn ọba.
Say this one did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. This one did evil. In the sight of the Lord. If I want to name my child at all, I will check those two things. The meaning of the name and the life of the bearer. The meaning may be fine. The carrier may have lived terrible. Maybe did evil in the sight of the Lord. Two of them can reflect. Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to our
Ajapara. Sorry, Akuriwa.
Who is Jacob?
Tani Jacobu.
You know, initially, when Isaac and Rebecca got married. They were barren. For 20 years. They did not have any seed. The Bible said that Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebecca conceived. That's Genesis 25. And the children were struggling in the womb. Then she went to pray. God, what is the matter? When God was going to answer, he said, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people will be separated from your bowels. He said, one of them will be stronger than the other one, and the elder shall serve the younger. By the time they were coming out of the womb, just as God has said, because there was no scan in those days, I believe. Two came out. When the first one came out, was hairy and red. The other one that was coming, hold the heel of the first one. As if to say, where are you going? I'm supposed to go out first. We know that children in the womb doesn't know anything. They are unconscious of whatever they are doing. But nevertheless, the scripture wrote it down for a purpose. If the scripture has said that she gave birth to twins, is that not correct? If he has stopped there, is that not okay? But he said that this one hold the heel of the other one. It means that there is a reason behind it. It is the outcome of the struggling inside that led to him holding this one. You remember the twins that Judah gave birth to? How that when the woman was in labor, one put out hand. The midwife tie robe on the hand. That this one is the firstborn. After that one, she draw the hand inside. Then the other one come out first. It's a break forth. So anyhow, this one that they already tie hand, even though it's the one that come. They don't already show. Nah, don't. I call you up myself.
I
tell you, all these mysteries is only God that know them.
Olorun lo mo won.
So Esau and Jacob.
Esau and Jacob.
The information on them. See, in the Old Testament, what we saw recorded was that the elder shall serve the younger. That is all. But in the New Testament, the information went further. That before they were born, God said that I love Jacob and I hate
Esau.
If that statement was given to Rebecca, it was not recorded in
Genesis.
For in the New Testament, and also from Malachi, you also have it there. When the children of Israel were complaining, we don't understand the kind of love you say you have for us. Things are wrong. Things are tight. I love you, I love you. There is no proof. God said, was not Esau Jacob's brother? And I love Jacob and I hated his
son.
I laid his mountain waste for the dragons. Yet, they are twins. So you don't know, say I love you,
Abby.
Let's go. Now it happened in this same scripture, that same chapter where they were born, that Esau went out to hunt. Probably he did not get meat that day and came back. And look at it though, the meat he has been killing before. It is not that Jacob has been eating there. Are you with me? You think Esau will have been killing meat all this while Jacob will not eat from it at all? You think it's only the father that was eating the meat? Everybody in the house will be eating there. But this day came. He was very hungry. And he met the junior brother with pottage. Say, please, give me from that something. He said, it's not be for free. You have to sell me your birthright. This will trade by
butter.
Yes. You collect this plate. You also give me your birthright.
He
said, birthright matter. Look, okay, take, look what that. Just give me something. He didn't know the value of what was being said. Then Jacob went further. He says, it's not going to be your ordinary talk like that. You have to swear. Let us say he was not conscious before. When this statement of swearing come out, if there is anything inside Esau, like seed of life, that is when he ought to wake up. Jacob, what are you saying? Have you not eaten from me before? For a this food you are eating, are you the one that buy it in the house? Are you the author of it? Don't be forced to cook it. Then you are talking about batter. Then you are talking about swearing. What is wrong with your head? Can't he look for something in the house? Like gari and granut. To quieten the thing. Merciful God. Election is very strong. Nothing in him. That statement the prophet made is heavy. He said, there was nothing in him. So that thing did not make him to. There was nothing that can remember anything. There was nothing that could wake up to any reality. There was nothing that can know the value of anything. You are just looking physically as if life is just like that. There is no meaning to it. He swore. And the Bible said, men often swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation. An oath. Ibura. Is the end of all strife. When you swear, that ends the matter. It's a swore that from today on, you are the senior. I'm your junior brother. Which type of hunger will lead to that? He said, I'm at the point of die. What use is the battery I go to do to me?
After I die.
Die first now. Die first. Die first. I want you to see the value of what we are talking about. Otherwise, you will lose the substance of the sermon. Because there was nothing in a deposit. The prophet said that when any child of God is born, irrespective of where the person was born, irrespective of the type of parent that gave birth to the person, if that child is a child of God, he said there is something very tiny, like the egg of the nail, like this. Yes. Not the way you can be ori ekan. Like what you will cut off when you are removing your name. I'm not talking of people that have long long nail that needs out. I'm talking of regular normal nail that is just, you know, we have some nail that needs out with us. I'm not talking about that one.
Sorry, party, I want ele ekan bi ti Nebukadnezari.
May the Lord be our help. Very tiny like that.
Okay,
the prophet said that God sleep eating where you are born. Where you are born. The meanwhile, they don't see it. The doctors, they don't see
it.
The mother self, no see
it.
If the father is there, he doesn't see it. It is only God that sleep eating. He's the only one that see it. The prophet said that thing that God sleep inside is what that child will come to. Sooner or later, if nothing is sleep inside, that person is going to live a normal kind of life, and at the end of the day, die and go to hell. And there is nothing any human being can do about it. I don't care the sacrifice, I don't care the prayers, I don't care the offering, I don't care the effort, I don't care the preaching that can be done by whosoever. Nothing will happen to that person. We are speaking of Jacob and the angel.
I'm sorry for Jacob at the angel.
The Bible says that dogs. Esau despised
Esau.
He rose up and went his way.
That's us.
No value. No importance. Nothing. No value. The same way I was thinking of preaching before we push it ahead. There's something that I used to use to open it. Let me just leave it. Let me not waste my time now. Because the time, I'm even almost reaching to close now. All these are still part of the preambles. Okay, after Jacob, has become the firstborn now. By the promise and the swearing of Esau. A day came that the father, because Esau has been very nice. No, Brother Brown said that if you come around their tent where they are living, and you watch the two boys, and you have an idea that one of them is a child of God, say you are going to conclude that certainly Esau is that seed of God.
Yes.
That's what we conclude. Esau was a nice man. Yes. He used to help the father. Give him meat. Take care of it. But Jacob, na mama's boy, very lazy, so to say.
Run up and down the house.
Go
and play, come back, this and that. But food, you know they play with food.
At
the time of food, you come and prepare food. When Isaac knew he was going gradually, he called Esau. Please come.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. And the God who is the arranger of everything, he positioned that that time, the wife, which is Rebecca, did not go to the market. Did not go to go and visit anybody. She was around. And she heard when Isaac was speaking to Esau. When she had it finished, allowing Esau to enter bush, she didn't go and tell Isaac that, look, you also bless Jacob too. Why are you telling is when you have two boys, why are you talking of only blessing one? She didn't discuss with anybody. Don't call Jacob. Jacob, listen to what I will tell you. This is what your father told your brother. And as you see him in that bush, so get down to keep anything for him. If you bring it like this, he poured the blessing on him, you lost out. Listen to what I say. Enter back here. Take one of the animal. Slaughter it. Bring him, make a dresser. The way your father will like it. Jacob said, Mama, listen.
Mama, I tell you,
this your something may not work. My daddy knows two of us very well.
Baba, mi ma wa omo ko imejeji.
My brother is hairy.
Ara egbon mi onirun lara.
My body is smooth.
Sugbon emi onirun lara.
That is where the thing will grow. But
he
said, don't worry. If the thing turn to cost, my head will carry it. Obey me and go and do what I tell you to do. Okay. If you carry the cost, no wahala. Then he went, bring the animal, slaughter it, give the woman. The woman prepared the thing and use the skin. The mama said, get some wayo inside of her. Use the skin. Cover the hand of Esau. Cover the neck. Take the dress of Esau. Wear it on him. As at that time, Jacob himself never grew to that extent of knowing all those wayo. Go himself was wayoma. So, he brought the tea to say, my father, rise up. He's the venison. He said, who are you? Say, I'm Esau, your firstborn. The first line. How is it that you quickly get the something? Your uncle don't they fight like this. He said, now your God, bring it to me. As I was entering the building, your meat, your killer. Second line. He look. Are you my very son, Esau? I'm the one now. Okay, move close then. That's line number three. He told the hand. He told the neck. The mama did not cover leg. And the papa did not go to the leg. Anything that God cover, no man can open it. You can only see what God opened. If you don't see opening, you can't see it. Man said, true. This ant, now Esau's ant. But the voice I'm hearing,
na
Jacob's voice.
Oh, Jacob,
this is the man that born there.
Baba, lo bi awon
mejeje. And they have lived together for many years,
decades.
Can't he know their voices? At this junction, there ought to be a caution. If not because of God's hand, there ought to be a caution. Say, you know what? Put the food down. Give me some time. Come back in 2 hours. If a boss,
Oh?
Abi?
Go and call Jacob.
Come. Jacob wa. Kebi woni sawu. Eh, lo pe ba mi pe Jacob wa.
If for boss.
Eh, ashiri ba tu.
We can go on and up.
Ati be be lo.
But anywhere God cover.
Bo n to Olorun ba ti bo.
No man can open that one.
Said to le shi.
You won't open now. You will pay with your life.
Oh, fear me ready.
Because it is God that cover it. The man ate the food.
Baba is jail, Jenna.
And bless Jacob.
What is Sure from Jacob?
The scripture says, as soon as he finished eating and finished blessing Jacob, scarcely has he gone out when Esau come in and
said,
let my father arise and eat of the venison that his son has brought. This time around, the voice rang out. No need of asking questions. It was Esau's voice. The man trembled. He said, who? Who has brought venison to me? And I have eaten. And I have blessed it. And yet it shall be blessed. Because he knew that the blessing he pronounced is irreversible. That was when Esau now remember that the swearing he swear the other day, the promise he promised Jacob to be his senior the other day, this is the result. But it was too late. He cried. That is why the Bible said Esau sought for a place of repentance, but he did not find it. It was late. If you are in the message of the hour, or let me say around the message of the hour, and you are not taking it serious, and you don't know the importance of the Holy Ghost, a day is coming very close that you will know the importance of the Holy Ghost, you will know the importance of the services, you will know the importance of life. When you will cry at that time, the grace to receive the Holy Ghost as you withdraw, and it is thereof too late. Esau cried.
Esau,
it was too late. Then he told the father, bless me anyhow. Anyhow, don't bless me anyhow. You want anyhow blessing? I made him your Lord. Maybe you want anyhow blessing? I made him your Lord. You will serve under him. Yo, he has told him, Jacob, he said, God will give unto you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. He said, let people serve you. Nations will bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren. Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cause be everyone that calls you and bless me that blessed it. Blessed be he that blessed
it.
That was all the blessings. And Jacob left with them. When Esau came for any other blessings, he said, I made him thy Lord, and all his brethren I have given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now for thee, my son? My son of no revelation, my son of no seriousness, my son that does not place importance on the thing that is vital. What can I now do for you? The blessing I have given to Jacob is irreversible. I cannot collect it back. What can I do for you now? Say, God bless me anyhow. Whatever is in your mind, just say it anyhow. He said, okay. If that be the case, your dwelling will be the fatness of the earth. and of the dew of heaven above. By your sword, you will live and serve thy brother. Maybe you want any other blessings. But this was the man that was entitled to the original blessing without effort, without anything. It was given to him from heaven. But he came to this earth not valuing it. And for one plate of food, he swore and gave it out. When he heard all that the father had said, he said in his heart, the same thought like Cain thought. Yes. If not for election, Esau would have killed Jacob. But if Esau killed Jacob, it means that all the blessing that God pronounced, all the blessing the father pronounced, it means that they are nullity. That's why he couldn't kill him. That's why God had to shield him. That's why God had to protect him. Because in God's program, nothing will make it to fail. Yes. The mother called him. Called Jacob. Listen to my voice. There is one thing with Jacob. Obedience. Reasonable or not reasonable. Obedience.
Yes.
When he asked him to go and bring the animal from backyard, and Jacob knew this thing could lead to curse,
he said,
just obey my voice. If a curse is coming, my heir will carry it. This time around also, leave out, find your level, go to my people there, until the rock of your brother will leave him. That was a journey of so many years that they could not see again. He couldn't see father, he couldn't see mother, he couldn't see his brother. He was away from his people. When can spend 20 years with Laban, serve 7 years, wanting to marry Leah, I mean Rachel. They gave him Leah. He served another 7 years to be able to get Rachel again that he's looking for, making 14 years. Now serve another 6 years. Because at the end of the 14 years, he said, when will I provide for my house? Then Laban said, appoint me your wages, whatever you say you want to collect. He said, I'll give you. And he said, what happened is that among the animals, anyone that have these stripes and stripes on their body, it will be my own. The one that doesn't have stripes, now your own. I say that one is a good something. As at that time, those ministers something were very few there. So Jacob, Laban felt that it was a good deal. Not knowing that we're dealing with a crook. So after the business started now, Jacob went to go and cut a tree and carve the body. When we were in primary school, there are some boys that will carve trees like this. I don't know whether anybody ever does it here. They will peel the back of that, just not more than this. They will make it different styles. Then they will be doing something like this one as a sport. He went to go and peel it like that. When he see that the strong cattle wants to give birth, he go and plant that thing in front.
tigi ibole niwaju re.
How that one translate to the color of the baby inside? Only God know that one. Only God know that one.
Olorun nikan lo
mo. Bible say God was backing him up in all this is.
Similarly
on righteousness.
Olorun lowo si.
May God have mercy upon
us.
Election is too strong. He looked as if God was blessing him in righteousness. After a short time, Laban discovered that all the strong animals, they are in shape. They get that thing for body. The other one that is playing, they are the weaker ones. You look at Jacob.
Jacob.
This business.
I
don't understand. Then Laban changed his face. When he changed his face, then Jacob told the wives, your father's face is no more like he used to be to me.
Again.
He has changed his face. Then at that time too, he also had a dream. God spoke to him. Return back home. You know, the mother told him to go and stay in that place until the rocks of your brother go down. This is now 20 years. 20 years. Then God spoke to him. Return back home. So when they were to go,
he
sent the wife and the children, put them ahead. Rachel too, he don't steal one of the idol and put it inside the load. So by the time, then Jacob now followed. By the time they now told Laban that, Jacob don't move he look at his yard, he see that all the animals now, so they breathe, they blow them like this. Weak animals now, so just see. No strength. Say, what is this one? He pursued the man. So this boy just raped me completely. He pursued the man. Then God came and spoke to him. Laban, this man you are pursuing, when you see him, close your mouth. Don't say good or evil. Because I know the way you are going. Now evil day your mouth. Don't say no evil to him. Why? Because God has already blessed him. If he say evil to him, the evil will come back to him. But don't warn him. Don't say good or bad. So when he met with Jacob,
say,
you have acted foolishly. We are supposed to have a ceremony, sent for ceremony. These women that you marry, not be my daughters. All the children, not be my children. All the cattle you carry, not be my own. Why are you running away? Then, not only that, you are stealing some of my idols too. He said, that one, I can say no. You can search. Of course, Rachel has been living with Jacob for some years. All the wayos, she has said no, some of the wayos
too.
So, he has put it inside the stuff and sat down on it. So the father searched everywhere. He said, my father, don't let it dismiss you that I cannot rise. So the manner of women don't come upon me. I'm having my monthly tax, I cannot rise on you. And that is where the thing day. That is the monthly period. May God have mercy upon our souls. After all said and done,
they left.
When they were going, then God met Jacob again and spoke to him. Come on.
We are. The time is now. All right. Okay, fine. All right. Yeah, I want to read from Genesis 31. We'll close here and continue the next time. I've not started reading the quotes. Numbers 1. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's, hath he gotten all this glory.
O si gbo oro awon omo Labani ti wi pe Jacob nko gbogbo ti se ti baba wa ati ninu ohun ti se ti baba wa le o ti ni gbogbo oro yi.
And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before.
Jacob si woju Labani si kiyesi ko ri bi ti igba atijo.
And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee.
Oluwa si fun Jacob pe pada lo si ile awon baba re ati si odo awon ara re emi o si pelu re.
All right, let me okay, let me continue the reading. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock.
Jacob si ranse si pe Rakeli ohun Leah si.
And he said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that is not toward me as before, but the God of my father has been with me.
O si wipe emi wo oju baba yin ko si ri si mi bi igba atijo sugbon Olorun baba mi ti wa pelu mi.
Let's jump to verse 11.
Je ka wa se ese kokola.
And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I.
O angel Oluwa si so fun mi loju ala pe Jacob emi si wipe.
And he said, lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle arring straight, speckled and grace it. For I have seen all that Laban dwelt unto thee.
Ah, o si wi pe gbe oju re soke nisisiye ki o si wo gbogbo awon obuko ti gun awon eran le o se tototo abila ati alame nitori ti emi ti ri ohun gbogbo ti Laban nse si o.
I am the God of Bethel, where thou answerest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kingdom.
Emi ni Olorun Beteli, nibi ti iwo gbe ta ororo si owon, nibi ti iwo gbe je eje fun mi, dide nisisiye jade kuro ni ile yi ki o si pada lo si ile ti abi o.
Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times.
Emi ti wa ni ile re fun ogun odun yi lati si fun Rakeli ati Leah iwo si ti paro owo mi ni emiji.
Genesis 31.
Genesis ori kokan.
Oh, okay, you didn't. I jumped to verse 41, that's why you are lost, man.
Yes.
Of the same. Okay, I jumped from verse 13 to 41. Sorry. Okay, now it's on the board. Verse 41.
Bayi li o si fun mi li ogun odun li o si fun mi ni ogun odun ni ile re mo si o li odun 14 nitori awon omo obirin re mejeji ati li odun 6 nitori ohun osin re iwo si pa oya mida ni igba 10.
I said, the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesterday.
Iko se bi Olorun baba mi, Olorun Abrahamu ati Eru Isaki ti wa pelu mi.
Eru Isaki
ti wa pelu mi. Nitoto ofo ni iwo ibaran mi jade lo. Olorun ri iponju mi ati laala mi, ati laala owo mi, o si ba o wi li oro ana.
Yeah. Because Jacob was 419.
Tori pe Jacob oni wa yo ni fun ara re.
Laban tu.
Labani na.
Himself dey.
Ona oni wa yo ni.
Himself dey.
Ona fun ara re oni wa yo ni.
From the first something, when he served 7 years, he slaughtered Leah.
Nigba ti o ti mu ki Jacob sin fun odun meji akoko, Say, what
have you done?
No
be Rachel has have you.
He said,
it's not, he said, it's not so in our custom
here.
He didn't tell him that one before. He said, it's not so here. The first have to go out before the second. He's still there now. Nobody has come for her. You can see, you serve 7 years.
You
do another 7 years. I don't think somebody can do that one today. 7 years. For a woman,
it
will not work here. May God be merciful. Finally, as we close, I will just read small here. I'm closing right away. Hebrews chapter 7, part 2. Paragraph 318. And you take the word sin and find out what it means. The word sin means unbelief. There is only two factions. That is a believer or an unbeliever. That is a justified person or a sinner. That is all. If you are an unbeliever, you are a sinner. No matter how good you are, how much you go to church, or even if you are a preacher, you are still an unbeliever. 3:20. Yet, that is the same thing that stands today. Men and women can go to church and have the long faith and pious as they can be and never lie, never steal, and try to live their religion as best as they can. But unless they are a believer, they are lost. Which means it is possible for somebody not to steal, not to lie, not to fornicate, not to commit adultery, not to fight, and still be a sinner. Is that not serious? It is. But unless they are a believer, they are lost. So there is no scratch of legalism in the Bible. Grace is what God did for you, and work is what you do for God. It's absolutely separated. If you quit lying, quit smoking, quit stealing, quit committing adultery, quit all, done everything, kept the commandments, and went to church, baptized every Sunday, through the communion, watched the feast of the saints, done everything, healed the sick, done all these other things. Unless you are born of the Spirit of God, elected, you are lost. Not him that willeth, or him that runneth, but God has shed mercy. In other words, it is not all these things. Yes, if somebody was a liar, that every statement from his mouth was a lie, and that was the besetting sin of the person. And he cannot overcome it. When the Holy Spirit comes and deliver the person out of that one, according to the scripture and according to the message, that is the evidence to that person of the Holy Ghost. When a nature has followed someone from your youth up, but one day you now have an encounter with God that delivers you from something, and that permanently, that is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. You don't believe that?
Oh, by the way,
the prophet said,
we pay,
what were you before? What are you now?
He
said, that is how you check it. And yet, there may be somebody that say, I don't used to lie. I don't used to steal. I don't used to fornicate or do whatsoever. And yet, doesn't have the
Holy
Ghost. In most cases, majority of God's children, their background is always rough. Search the scriptures.
Jacob.
Saul of New Testament.
Saul.
And so on and so forth. Even Peter. He denied Jesus Christ to his face. He swore by it. I've never been in the service of that man. I don't follow his message. Me, I don't believe what he. I don't stand for him at all. I said, but we see you in the garden. You may resemble somebody else. No people can resemble. When the evidence was strong, he swore. He started cursing. Thunder, fire, if I ever. If it is today, that we see such, if not for the scriptures, we will say that Peter was a serpent seed. Somebody that swore that did not know Jesus Christ, after I have fallen for 3.5 years, is not a seed of God. If God himself will act like a human being, the day he denied Jesus, that's the day we collect the key, give to him, and give to somebody else. Bring that key. Give it to somebody else. But if you deny me, I will also deny you. Is it not logical? But election is strong. Election is very strong. We'll continue next time. We are speaking about Jacob and the angel. Nobody knows what happened when you were born. You yourself, you don't know. Even Brother Abraham that was told that at your birth there was a line that was hanging there. Did he automatically become a believer? He was running away from God. If not because God told him not to drink, not to smoke, not to defile his body, he would have done everything. He attempted to drink. It was the pillar of fire that came to shake the cup out of his hand. He attempted to smoke. It was the pillar of fire that shake it up. He would have gone ahead and do everything in his own words. He said, I did everything in the book of wrong. He told lies. He stole. It's from his own mouth testimony. Even though he had that the light was there when he was born. It was God that was seeking for him. He wasn't seeking for God. At the age of 14, when he was shot in the legs, and he was in the hospital, and he was like going in a coma, if you call it like that, and went to the dreamland and went into hell. That was when he was promising God, if you bring me out of this one, I will serve you. When he came out of it, did he immediately go and serve God? Oh, we are another 7 years. Election is strong. No matter what happens, it is you that must know whether you are called of God or not. There must be something, a substance in your heart a substance in your heart that you know, and you know, and you know that this word of God is the truth, and you will see yourself bending towards that word. And prayerfully, you are fighting against anything that is contrary to that word. When you hear it, it's a music to you, and you want to be just a reflection of that. And you will get to a spot in life when you will know that the world does not appeal to you. Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, and he has no part in
me.
When you get to that spot, you can sing
Ebenezer.
We'll continue next time. God sparing our life. Hope is built on Jesus, Lord,
because
Jesus
Christ,
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on
Jesus.
Oh, Christ, oh, Jesus,
to the abata to the Jew,
oh, Lord,
to the good will of me,
Lord,
he let me on the
world,
oh, Jesus Christ,
yes, oh Lord, the ground His hope is covenant. His hope is covenant. Oh my soul, this way, even is all my own.
Only receive me,
Christ, so
receive
hero.
Go there, Pata. Modulé,
yes, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh,
His oath, His covenant, His blood. His oath, His covenant.
He put
out
a man.
Oh, support me.
What did he do?
Ah, well.
He got to see. He's me, Babo, me.
When all around.
He got to go.
His way,
no one will come in salon.
He there, he saw.
Nibano,
my own,
you know, the sea, at sea, Dako Romi.
On Christ, the soul,
glory, Christi,
Rokata,
Toduro.
On Christ,
glory, Christi, Apata. ni mo duro le. Gbogbo ile ti ku. Ile ti ri mo.
When is that call with trumpet sound?
Nígbà tí ó bá dé pẹ̀lú ìrógbè.
Jọ
jẹ́ kí a rí mi nínú rẹ̀. Káwọ̀ mi láṣọ mímọ́ nínú òdodo rẹ̀. Láláì lẹ́bi.
Faultless you stand before the truth. Oh Christ, the Son.
Glory Christi.
Hero
Christ. You are
the
God of God. Ilẹ̀ tí ń yọ̀ tí ń rì ní wọn. Lórí Kristi àpáta. Ni mo dúró lé. Gbogbo ilẹ̀ tó kù. Ilẹ̀ tó ń rì ní wọn. Arákùnrin kan wípé.
I prefer to stand on God's word than to even stand in heaven.
Yóò sàn fún mi láti dúró lórí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
He said, because the scripture said,
torí ìwé mímọ́ wípé,
heaven and earth will pass away.
Ọ̀run ayé yóò rékọjá.
He said, for my word,
ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ mi,
shall never pass away.
Kì yóò rékọjá.
I prefer to stand on this word.
Ó sàn fún mi kí n dúró lórí
ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run. You cannot stand on Christ's bright tabernacle.
O lè dúró lórí àgọ́
ayé. Neither can you stand on the pastor.
Àbí lórí olùṣọ́
kan. You can't stand on any minister.
Àbí lórí oníwàásù kan.
You can't stand on nothing.
O lè dúró lórí
olùṣọ́ kan. Apart from God's word.
Yàtọ̀ fún ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
There will be a relationship between you and your maker. The one that brought you on this earth is the only one that can tell you what position you are, what condition you are, beyond our ability to preach, beyond whatsoever a man can do. Jehovah God, if he can speak to Jacob as a sinner, as a supplanter, as a deceiver, because he was his seed of God, he can speak to you also as a child of God. Tell your creator, I hear you speaking through the preaching, but speak to me in another dimension that I can hear you clearly. Give me an assurance to know where I am standing, to know that I am passed from death to life. Give me a surety that I am your son. You tell Jacob to return. And you say, I will be with thee. I want to hear the same thing. That you are with me. And you will be with me. I want to hear it. That you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. So that in the midst of all things, when there are storms of life, when there are fires, when there are persecutions, when there are whatsoever, you can stand on something. The rock of ages that does not move. Why don't you speak to your maker?
Mo
As we bring the service to a close,
beside
those at the altar, if you would like to be remembered in prayer,
you
just lift up your hand to God.
I don't
know your heart.
You
don't know my heart. All of us have been before God.
The thing
that has spoken to me also. Yes, sir. Whatever your desire and request is, it could be for yourself, it could be for a loved one. Just say, God, I'm in your hands. There's nothing I can do without you. Everything becomes easy and simple because it is your program. I yield myself unto you. You stood for Jacob. Even in such a condition, stand for me also. Stand for my household. Be gracious unto us. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you very much for the privilege to sit at your feet and to learn of you. Lord, some of your children are at the altar, and many hands are up. And you only, our Creator, knows what is beneath the hands. It could be for themselves. It could be for loved ones. It could be for a desire. Thou knowest why. But your word said that no man cometh unto me that I will ever cast out. Dear Jesus, upon this basis of your program, your children are approached unto you this afternoon. Some at the altar, some with their hands up. Dear Lord Jesus, it's because there is a deep that is calling for something. There is a need behind the hands, and they are coming to the altar. It could be spiritual. It could be physical. It could be health. Thou knowest. It could be for a loved one. Thou knowest. But we are in your presence, and we feel your presence. Dear Jesus, the blessing of your presence, give to every one of us.
Amen.
Meet all of us at the point of our needs.
Amen.
Those that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, may they receive.
Amen.
Give them assurance today, O God, that you have visited them.
Amen.
Give them the substance and give them the confirmation.
Amen.
That they will go forth, O God, and be a witness unto you all the days of their life.
Amen.
I pray, dear God, for every request that is represented before you, dear Jehovah God, up to even those that are sick in the body, whether present at home or in the hospital, thou art God, who was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we were healed. This is your word, and it is your word, and it will stand the test of time. Your word says you sent your word, and it healed them. May this word heal every sickness.
Amen.
May it heal every affliction.
Amen.
May it deliver the oppressed.
Amen.
May it set the captives free.
Amen.
May it give joy to the sorrowful.
Amen.
May it give strength to the weak, Lord.
Amen.
May it dissolve every doubt, Father.
Amen.
May it meet the needs of your people.
Amen.
Let there be a substance of their request, Father.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, King of Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
As we leave the rest of the day into your hand, we still have a service. Lord, this afternoon, we pray, dear God, that you make it a greater blessing.
Amen.
Bring your servant safely from Bagatari, and Lord, be his strength also.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your wonderful name.
Hallelujah.
We dedicate our life unto you for a life of service. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. I'm sorry I spent extra time. I'm sorry about it.
Ema binu atoro gafara fun eleyi.
We'll close immediately and we'll be coming back, have our seat by 2 o'clock.
I'm parry ni kankan bayi to wa di ago meji a tun pada wa joko fun isin keji
for the last service of the day
fun isin to kayin loni.
It's shall we rise?
Ẹ jáde dé lẹ́sẹ̀ wa.
Jesus, greatest.